Well, welcome everybody to the Global Water Healing Meditation. Today is May 1st, 2020. And I just realized this morning that this is the end of our sixth year of doing these meditations. To me, it's unbelievable it's been that long, but we have been doing these every first Friday of the month for a full 6 years now. We started in June back in 2014. So most of you know that we do this every first Friday of the month, and it was started at the request of my orca friend, Granny. And all of the past meditations are on the website, globalwaterhealing.org. So anytime, you know, you've got some time to spend on sending some healing, loving energy to the waters of the planet, and you'd like to do it in a guided way, they are all there for your enjoyment. There's also other things on the website. There's links to other water organizations. There's a new page called Good Water News. So it's things that are happening around the world that actually showcase that the things we are doing here are making a difference. And I did post a new message from Granny about 2 weeks ago. I asked her about this time we're in right now. So I don't want to go into all that today, but you can just go to the website and look at the messages, and you'll see what she's had to say. Let me see. One thing I wanted to do here is start with our loving minute that came to me from David Spangler. And he is doing this every day at noon, and he's asked that other people do it. So I'd like to start there, and then I'm going to introduce our meditation leader for today, and we'll take off. So this loving minute meditation, the first thing we want to do is just get quiet and still. So take a few deep breaths. And become inwardly still and quiet. And then just take a look around you at everything that's in your immediate environment. And now go within, into your heart, to a place of love and compassion. And from this place, appreciate and honor everything that is around you. And visualize a sphere of lovingness emerging from your heart, expanding out to touch and bless those things that you can see and touch. And just take a minute right now to love all those things and to love the world. And let that love expand to embrace the world itself, all beings, all life, so that they may experience the love at the heart of creation. So thank you. A loving minute every day to the planet. Oh, so I'm excited to have Carla Meske here today. I've known Carla for many years, and she does a lot of very cool things. But I would say mainly shamanic healing for people and animals. Pardon?
That's it.
And you also teach, right, Carla? Shamanism for animals and soul retrieval and exploring shamanism.
Mm-hmm. I have a school of shamanism that people can learn shamanism for animals from beginning to end, and also they can learn core shamanism with a Celtic twist.
Wow. Very cool. And didn't you start a YouTube channel or a blog recently?
I have. Thank you for asking. I've got a YouTube channel. I've been doing pop-up circles, I'm calling them, because that's such the rage now, this pop-up business. And I know. And I do circles. They're an hour long, and they're on a theme. They have shamanism involved in them. And the last four that we've done were on gardening, because it's spring, and we're all making our COVID gardens. And I did a series on gardening with spirit. And those are all up on the YouTube channel now. My next adventure in the YouTube channel will be to do readings of my book, The Calico Shaman, and offer that up. I have a class beginning May 5th, which is 4 days, count them, Shamanism for Animals. The first 6 weeks is animal communication, and the second 6 weeks, so 12 total, is shamanism, healing, shamanic healing for animals.
Wow.
So the animal communication involves the shamanic journey. You begin there, learn to communicate with animals using the shamanic journey with the support of your helping spirits, and then learn how to heal the problems that you've discovered.
Cool.
All of that is available at spirithealer.com. That's my website.
Fantastic. Well,
mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. So, Carla, take it away. I'm excited to hear what you've got for us.
Thank you so much, Mary. It's just such a joy, and I love that I do this. I don't know how many years of the many, but at least three, and I'm thrilled to be back again. And when I was asking Grandmother Sunflower, who is my granny, you know, my lead teacher, what do you want to do today, Granny? What do you want to do? She said, I'd like you to give people an experience that is in line with what Tom Cowan teaches when he teaches unshaping. So we're going to actually do a pretty advanced shamanic practice today. Tom Cowan is one of my teachers. He is a Celtic shamanic practitioner and has taught Celtic shamanism for many years. He's incredible. And his way, this unshaping practice is a similar practice to what you might have experienced in the in Sandy Ingerman's practice of healing with light. It's basically putting ourselves into a place with the help of spirit where we are dissolved, where our ego is dissolved, and we are merged with beauty and compassion. And from that place, we can experience the world at completely different dimensions, and we can send healing in a way that is outside of our normal intentional scope of practice. Like, this is expanding your scope of practice. So it's more than a meditation. It's going to be a long-form shamanic journey. The steps of it will be, so you can have an overview of it, I'll begin by calling in the spirits and asking you to call the spirits in along with me. And then I'm going to ask you to connect to your power animal and your shamanic teacher, or if you don't know who they are, to the compassionate, beautiful presence who comes to you. And that spirit is going to be the one who will be working with you through this process. After we're connected with that spirit, I'm going to ask us to turn our attention to one of the directions and ask our teacher to unshape us. And to unshape is kind of an interesting term. It's the term that Tom Cowan uses to dissolve your form, to go back to the idea of you that wishes to become you. So it's a neat concept. It involves the verb to be, which if you're a philosopher is very exciting because the verb to be holds all of everything. So you pull out your old philosophy hat and think about being in time and becoming. You're going back to the idea of you wishing to become you, to that dream of your ideal self. And all of your shell of your idea of who you are and who you have been dissolves, and the beautiful, perfect idea of you becoming swells. So that's what happens when we ask our teacher to unshape us. Mm-hmm. So I'll say, teacher, please unshape me, and give you a moment. And then I'm going to turn to one of the directions and I'll call in one of the elements. And I'll ask that element, maybe it's fire. I don't know where Granny's going to have me start. So I'll have fire. Let's say fire starts. And I'll ask fire to come forward and you'll see fire. And I'll ask fire to unshape back to the idea of becoming fire. That spark of, I could be fire. And that fire becoming to merge with you. And so you're going to feel the idea of fire inside you, the form of fire before it is fire, sparkling inside you. We'll move through the four directions, through the elements, but we'll end with water, right? We're going to end with water, and at that point, water will be our focus. Grandmother Sunflower, once you have been merged with water in this way, she's going to ask you to remember what it was like to be, and she'll go through the various forms of water. I don't know what pathway she's going to take, because all of this is like channeled for me. But I know that there will be mist, there will be flowing river, there will be rain, there will be just various forms of water. And when we have experienced all those forms of water and been in joy with them, we're going to be directed back to the center of our circle, where there will be a glowing, beautiful pool of power. And then you will send that power through you to heal the water that you have just experienced. So you're going to become the bridge from the incredible compassion of the spirits into the bodies of water, the states of water that you just experienced. You're going to need a little time after this before you walk out into your daily world. I'm just saying. This is transfiguration for you, and your transfigured state allows the power of the healing to come through you and into the water that you have shared your space with. All right. Mary, do I dare ask if there's questions before we begin?
No, just begin.
All right, here we go, you guys. Mary, I do need to do a sound check because I want my drum underneath me, and here I am speaking with my drum underneath me. Can you hear both me and the drum?
Yes. Yeah, it sounds good, Carla.
Beautiful. I'll start with a song. I call in the power of the thunder beings. I call in the power of the earth. I call in the power of the north and south. I call in the power of the east and west. Behold, the time has come. The time has come to unite as one. Behold, the time has come to encircle the earth with our love. Go now to the sacred space where you begin your shamanic journeys and where you begin your meditations. Go now to your most quiet sacred space and be there.
I see you. I see us. There's a lot of us. We're like a 46 beautiful little circles all joined into one. We look like a beautiful flower, a composite. A million little flowers forming one big bloom. I ask you to call your power animal, your teacher, or your compassionate guide to you now. Thank them and connect with them deeply. We begin by asking our teacher to show us this magical thing, unshaping. What does this mean? Teacher, please, unshape me and allow me to experience who I am, unfettered, striving to become. Circles are blurring. Teacher, now turn my attention to the north. We call the spirits of the north, the compassionate, loving spirits of the north to come, all of whom we've met before, and the compassionate ones who wish to meet us now. May we see those we recognize and those of our friends and neighbors. We call in the power of air from the north, the breath of air, the spirit of air. Air, thank you for coming. Please, unshape into your idea of becoming air. And as I breathe you in, may I merge with you, both of us, unshaped and desiring to be. Turning our attention now to the east, air is still with us. We call the spirits of the east, the compassionate, loving spirits, the power animals, the teachers, the trees, the she, the power of the rising sun. Thank you all for coming and collectively creating the power of this circle and its core intention to heal water. We ask the power of fire now, the spirit of fire, to come through that Easter gateway and stand before us. Gently now, fire, please. Unshape back into your desire to become fire and your pure perfection. Teacher, help me merge now with this fire so that I carry the air and the fire in me. And to experience becoming that energy. Air and fire, flame. Turning to the south, we call forward the gateway of earth, beautiful earth to come forward, the power animals, the teachers, the compassionate tribes to come, those who have guided us and supported us this lifetime and all our lifetimes and all our beings. Come forward now, compassionate ones. Ground us. May the spirit of earth herself come forward and unshape. May we merge with earth now, her desire to become and our desire to be, joining. And may you experience that delight. Now to the west, sacred gateway of twilight, opening your veil and revealing everything betwixt and between, that which comes to form and out of form again and lives in that moment of eternity. We call you spirits of the West to come, compassionate, gentle ones, healers, teachers, power animals, and guides. We make offering to you. Thank you for blessing us. And we ask you to form that bridge today for us so that the work we do may have importance, impact. Look back around you and see the gateways that you have opened, the spirits who have come, who are supporting this circle. I see them coming forward and creating a bowl of light in the center of our sacred circle. Connecting that light to the stars of the beings who created us to begin with, the blue and white light of creation. Anchoring into the core of the mother, Naga, and her fiery heart, that bowl of light. We honor you. Elements are dancing with it. It is time now for us to transfigure completely. Teacher, please unshape me one more time. Let me experience me desiring to become me before I was even formed. Bring me back there now. And we call forward the spirit of water through the gateway of the West. Gracious one, please unshape into your desire to become. And may we merge together now, unshaped, that I may experience you in all your potential. I ask you, water, to show me what it is to be a lake. Center come through you and heal the lake. May the healing power of the center come through you and heal the lake. Now to its outlet down the river. Water, may I experience being river. Center come through me and heal river. Power of center of the stars and all the power of healing of the universe through me to heal river. May river be healed now. With waterfall, experience the flying, gliding flow of waterfall. Thank you. the center come through you now. You, the bridge, the gateway, to heal the waterfall. May the waterfall experience the blue and white light of creation and be brought to her original perfection now. As the droplets fly out of waterfall, merge now with the droplet evaporating into water vapor and experience being water vapor now. Molecules of water carried in air herself. We become humidity. Power of the center comes through me now to heal the water in the air and the air and the atmosphere, all back to her pure, original potential. Moisture becomes thicker and thicker. We become mist. Hovering over a sacred ecosystem. Merge now with the mist over a sacred ecosystem. Beauty and the power of the center, and all the spirits who are keeping that center strong, to push through us that healing power into this mist and into the sacred ecosystem, that all may be healed and given pure potential now. Winds come and they gather us up, and they pull us high and thick into the clouds. Beautiful, strong clouds. Powerful with lightning. Thunder. Experience being thunder clouds now. Power of wind, power of fire, power of water. That beautiful ball of light now to come through you to heal all the thunderclouds. That the rain may fall to the land and nourish it. That the droughts be relieved and the excess rains be balanced, may thundercloud be healed. And now it comes, the rain, merging now with rain as she races down from the thundercloud onto the parched land beneath, opening its pores to receive the blessed water. The merging of all the elements right there, that's you. Power of the center comes through you now to heal all of Earth's balanced elements through the power of the beauty of rain. May your rain be healed now. Ground erupting in the joy of plants and fertility. And we become the trickling runoff, finding its way to the river, merging with the river to the next river and the next, until we have found the blessings of the sea. Merging now with the ocean at the estuary, sacred estuary. May the power of the center come through you to heal this estuary. May its rightful balance and supporting life and healthy state be true now. Oh. kids are coming. They're scooping you. They're pulling you outward, out to the sea. You are the tide, pulled by the power of the beautiful moon and the earth's hugging gravitational field. Tide, power of tide, let me experience you now. Tides be healed by the center, that they may rise and fall exactly as is perfect for their form. Nourishing, replenishing, healing, with their ebb and flow. Current now catches you and carries you to a place in the ocean where the temperature is changing and the life force is rebalancing to that change. Center, we need you here. Support this change and this rebalancing that life may flourish despite the change, that life may flourish and all may be well even though things are changing, that the new idea of Earth is formed right here at this current's crossing. Be the conduit for that perfection to come through now. There's a spirit coming to you now, a new teacher for you, who will teach you the new way. May be in this new world. Thank you for coming, teacher. Thank you. The circle calling us back, traveling now on the power of your teacher. Surf the ocean back to your sacred circle, back to the gateway of West where you began. And we thank you, Spirit of Water, for the opportunity to meet you and know you and send healing through us to you. Thank you, Spirit of Water, in all your forms. Even ice. Thank you. You may unshape from us now, water, and unmerge. And we turn to the gateway of the South, and we ask Earth to unmerge from us now and reshape, and we thank you. And we go to the gateway of the East, to the fire, and we ask fire to unmerge from us now and reshape, and we thank you. And we go now to the gateway of the North, and we ask air to unmerge from us now and reshape, and we thank you. And now it is us to reshape ourselves back into a new form of knowledge of our true divine nature, inspired by the teaching of this wonderful one who has come to show us how we can be in the new earth. Go to the center and be healed by the power of the light in the center, you, to your perfection now. We thank you, spirits, the multitudes who have come and held this space so the vortex of this power could be strong. We ask you now to carry it outward to all of your beings, all of your people, all of the places of Earth that we have not seen, and of places beyond Earth that need it. Thank you. And we thank water as ice, as air, as liquid, and all of the potentials in between. And we thank the water in our bodies for our aliveness. We are blessed. As above, so below, as within, so without. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey, and may you now go back into your bones. I hand the microphone back to you, darling Mary.
Whoa. Thank you, Carla. I think we're going to have to really pull everybody back into their body.
I'll do the song to sing people back in.
Thank you. Thank you.
I sing home my breath. I sing home my light. I sing home all of me. I sing home my truth. I sing home my dreams. I sing home all of me. I sing home my hunger. I sing home my thirst. I sing home all of me. I sing home my love to my animals and friends. I sing home all of me. I sing home my wishes to be alive. I sing home all of me. I sing home my dream to be informed. I sing home all of me. I sing home my breath. I sing home my truth. I sing home all of me. and I come back now into my bones. I stand, all of me. That usually helps.
Yeah, thank you. That helps a lot. So everybody be careful if you have to stand up or move around. Make sure you're wiggling your fingers and your toes and stretching a little bit to bring yourself fully back into your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stamping your feet, walking out, scratching the dirt.
Yeah, yep. Ground yourself again. That was exquisite.
Thank you so much.
I loved merging with all those different forms of water and experiencing the different consciousness that I encountered in each
one.
It's
just, it's astounding.
It truly is. They're all a little bit different. So, wow, thank you, Carla.
You're welcome, and thank Tom Collin for creating such a thing and bringing it back from the old Celtic knowledge.
Yeah, that's great. Mm. So if there's someone who has a question or a comment or something you want to share with Carla, just *6 to unmute yourself and tell us your name.
You probably had you all had deep power soul retrievals with this.
Yeah, I think so. people are having
transfiguration. That's what Sandra
Here
calls this transfiguration. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Carla.
Yes.
Yes.
Frederic.
Yes, I just. Wanted to say thank you so much because it was a very nice journey, your first, and especially it was nice for me to be with I saw all my sea sister friends, humans, on circle with you and all of us, and it was very a special day for me. It was very nice to be all together.
Oh.
Yeah, thank you. It was very nice journey. Very, very, very nice. Thank you.
Mm. Thank you, Frederic.
Mm, thank you. It's so deep. Mm, very nice. Mm.
Is there anybody else?
I think my day is going to go better now.
Oh yeah.
This is Bonnie Blue, and I just wanted to say thank you so much. And I think that the timing of this couldn't be more appropriate because we're all now ascending into this 5D. And it's just giving me this, you know, taking me all apart, my molecules, and then becoming all the different forms of the ocean and the other elements and just re-merging with the consciousness of all that is, which is what we're all doing at this time. So I just, it's hard to put into words, but thank you for showing me a new way, and it's all a new way to be in the consciousness of all that is. Lots of love to you and everyone else on the call.
I just want to say that I was actually surprised at the end when Grandmother Sunflower said, "Look," and I saw the spirit coming in, and she said, "Everyone is receiving this now. This is a guide for people to work with, an individual guide for people to work with as they experience the new earth." And I know Jan Engelsmith talks about the new earth a lot, and a lot of people do, but I tend to follow the teachings of my spirits. I tend to follow Grandmother Sunflower's, her guidance into where I'm going next. And by our going into those ocean currents whose temperatures are changing, they just are, and bringing in power of life into the change, that action is the stepping into the new earth. And our role, and it's not I don't think it's going to be like an ascension away from, you know, some sort of a now we're in heaven thing. I think it's life reshaping to become perfect and in balance, even though the climate has changed, and our role in making that balance be there. I see it differently now. That's how I'm seeing it.
Yeah.
Yes. Me too. I see it this way too. It's a new earth and a new consciousness. Even though we're still here on this planet, we're just shifting into a new way of being on this planet.
Yes.
Like
yeah,
heaven on earth.
And we better work at it. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you.
Great love. Great love.
I want to say hi, Shoshana. I saw you.
Yeah, I saw her come on, but then I think she left.
What?
My guess is she was thinking, oh, no, she's there. So somebody else that would like to say something to Carla?
Yes, hi. If I have 5 minutes, it's Joanna from Italy. Thank you, Carla, for all this journey. At some point, I just felt like I had to take my drum and drum with you. So we were just drumming in the same rhythm, and I felt the water everywhere. I felt every pass you just led us into. And this is like the awareness of whatever will happen, will happen. We are just what we are, and we just have to look inside ourselves what we are, what we really are, like the water that changes and the external form, but the spirit of the water is the same. It was my teaching, you know, just like so. Yeah. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, sweetheart. I got the same teaching, and I'm really, I'm so honored that you and I are in circle. Thank you.
Thank you, Carla.
There's somebody else who'd like to say something?
I'm just going to remind people that I'm at spirithealer.com.
Perfect.
And I have an upcoming class, an intensive in shamanic animal healing and animal communication. I have 2 slots left, and it's on Tuesday mornings, and it begins at 8 a.m. Pacific time, from 8 till 10 a.m. Pacific time, at spirithealer.com. That's my advertisement.
Thank you, Carla. Well, it's 1 o'clock. So I think we shall call this done for today. So what I'm going to do is unmute everyone, and thank you so much, Carla. It was really wonderful. And as I unmute everybody, we can all say our chaotic goodbyes to each other, and I will get this recording up on the website sometime this weekend. So
thank you. Thank you, Mary. You're the best.
Thanks, Carly. You right back at you. Hold on.
Okay, honey.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Carly and Mary. Thank you. Thank you. Blessings, love, and light to everyone.
Bye.